Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones with Marketing Voices, and today I have Mark Carlson with me, who's co-founder and CEO of Simple Feed. And Simple Feed is recognized as a technology and market leader in the RSS publishing and analytics market. And they're a Sequoia-backed company, which says, to those of you that might not know the venture industry, that they're a very well-funded company by that VC firm who invested in Google. And so we're going to be talking today about how corporate companies are really using RSS to get more visibility and to measure the results of communications. So, Mark, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Jennifer. I've listened for a long time. Really fun to participate.
Great. Well, thank you. So what is RSS? If you can give me sort of a short and easy description. I know there are a lot of listeners who understand it, but for those that don't, let's go there first.
Well, so for marketing people, RSS allows customers and prospects to subscribe to your website without providing an email address. And so, you know, a lot of marketing is about getting people to opt in, particularly online. You know, give me your email address, give me your phone number. And customers are increasingly unwilling to do that. You know, in fact, Marketing Sherpa says that 94% of prospects who are given a registration page do not register. So RSS is great for marketing because it bridges that gap, allowing customers and prospects to subscribe to your website.
Well, that's great. So why else should they care about RSS?
Well, increasingly customers, you know, have come to expect RSS feeds. RSS subscribers are highly, highly engaged. In October at the Direct Marketing Association, we released some of the first data about how things have gone on our network. And some of the, you know, one of the really exciting numbers is that the average subscriber to one of our customers' RSS feeds clicks through from the feed back to the website approximately 9 times a month. And so most of our customers can't send enough email or buy enough keywords to achieve this. So, and at the end of the day, those visitors buy more, stay customers longer, whatever your corporate objective is.
Well, so how are corporate marketers using it today then, given those kind of numbers?
Well, like any, sort of marketing program, it really depends upon the objective that you have. You know, just like your email program or your website or your direct mail, what do you want to do? So we have customers who treat RSS very much as a direct marketing program. How much more stuff are you selling now that you have RSS feeds? So a great example of this might be Sears. Sears organizes their feeds, and you can go to Sears.com, click on Sears Book, and you'll see it. They organize their feeds just like their website into product categories you might want to buy. So you can go to Sears, subscribe to, say, an appliance feed or a tools feed or a jewelry feed. And you read it in your My Yahoo or other RSS reader. You see a product or a price you like, you click through and you buy. And with our analytics, you can figure out, Sears can figure out a firm return on investment on their RSS program. We have other customers who treat it much more, you know, as sort of brand building. Autodesk might be a great example of that. So while Sears organizes their feeds based on product, Autodesk organizes their feeds based on vertical markets served. So you go to Autodesk.com, click on the orange RSS button at the bottom, and it'll track you into various vertical markets, say manufacturing, architecture, media. So if you're an architect, you can subscribe to architecture feeds, usually about thought leadership, about how people are using Autodesk products to do their jobs better. We have other customers like, say, a VMware, who puts out technical and support information, largely to encourage people to develop around their virtualization technologies. Finally, we have people like more B2C marketers, like say an Electronic Arts or an Intuit, who use RSS to encourage community building around their offerings. And the ultimate benefit of this is to encourage retention, particularly for subscription services, or even create highly evangelical customers who will go out and sell on your behalf.
So now you talk about your analytics. So as you look at work with these customers, what metrics should marketers know or look at to determine if they're succeeding?
Well, everyone looks at kind of the basic things like, you know, how many subscribers do we have and what's our open rate and, you know, what's our click-through rate and so forth. But, you know, then you kind of take metrics down to a more pragmatic, business actionable level. And that really depends upon the type of company you are. So, You know, for example, we work with some media companies. For them, it's really important how long do people stay an RSS subscriber and what's the most efficient channel to acquire subscribers. For B2B marketers, it's more about what content is really making people click through and you know, learn more about our offerings on our site. Or it could be, gosh, what's making people unsubscribe from our RSS feeds. For B2C, it's usually about, you know, what's making people buy things or stay a customer.
So how do you actually look into some of those specifics that you mentioned? I mean, how do you drill down?
Well, in the first situation, you know, one of the ways that Simple Feed works and is perhaps unique is that we publish out every feed through a URL that's unique to each subscriber. So in the media company example of how long do people stay subscribers, we can tell that because everyone's their own database record. For B2B, what content is interesting, again, because everyone is their own subscriber and or has their own URL, and because we insert all sorts of you know, tracking pixels and so forth into every piece of content, we can figure out what content is interesting. For B2C companies, we pass web analytic campaign IDs back to the site where the customer can look at how much a person ultimately bought in their omniture, or if it's an e-commerce company, they can put a tracking pixel on their order confirmation page. We can collect that information and figure out how much incremental products they're selling through RSS.
So what's the average cost of a program? I realize that's tough because you have all these different objectives and all these different companies, but can you just give me some sort of ballpark average?
We price our offering based upon the number of subscribers you have, with the idea that the success of your RSS program, you know, you pay more basically. And so we have customers paying, you know, as low as $2,000 and some people paying over $10,000 a month for our service. It's a hosted solution.
What do you think the future is of RSS?
Well, there's lots of interesting, you know, stuff happening. You know, one of the areas that is really key in a best practice around RSS is increased content relevance. You know, because it's easy to unsubscribe to feeds, getting relevant content is key. And so one of the best ways, if you're an experienced RSS user, is to get a feed of search results. So you can get this today, for example, at Google News if you're following certain news stories. And I think you'll see a lot of Simple Feed customers in 2008 offering up the ability to have a persistent search off their website of certain products or services or support information. Another kind of exciting area is around database-driven marketing through RSS. So we are partnered with many web analytic vendors and email marketing, email service providers. And there we're able to do kind of interesting things around if a subscriber is not opening email, or if they're visiting certain web pages, or if they have a certain score, send them this message through an RSS feed. Again, that's driven because we have these, you know, unique URL feeds. And then finally, you know, a big area for 08 is going to be around rich media. So, you know, kind of a leading edge thing is putting out videos and podcasts and things of this nature. And, you know, I guess what we're doing here today with Marketing Voices is a great example.
Well, Mark, you've been a very, very informative interview. I thank you very much for joining me on Marketing Voices.
Thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, great. So I've been talking to Mark Carlson, who's co-founder and CEO of Simple Feed, and they are the recognized leader in RSS publishing and analytics. And thank you to all my listeners. Until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.